Welcome to the podcast series from the Institute for Social and Economic Research at the University of Essex.
My name is Richard Beato. I'm a Professor of Social Policy Research at the Institute for Social and Economic Research. I've been working for many years on the extent to which some people are disadvantaged in the labour market. They don't have jobs when other people do have jobs. So it might be ethnic minorities, it might be lone parents. On this occasion, I've been studying disabled people and why it is that some of them have jobs and some of them don't.
What data did you use? Where did you get your information from?
Well, what's well known and has been well known for a long time is that the benefit statistics show very large numbers of people claiming incapacity benefit or similar benefits, disabled people who say they can't work and claiming benefits as a result. But those benefit statistics only tell us who's claiming benefit. They don't tell us about the people who aren't claiming benefit, who may be in jobs. So what I've done instead is looked at a series of surveys. It's called the General Household Survey, which has been running almost every year for 30 years. So I'm able to compare 1975 with 1995 and 2005 and see what the trends have been in a way which is independent of the statistics but actually can be compared with the statistics at the same time.
One of the things you talk about is a disability employment penalty. Can you explain that for us and tell us how that fits into the context of this research?
Well, it won't surprise you to know that disabled people are less likely to have jobs than otherwise similar people who have no impairments of any sort. One also has to take account of the fact that disabled people tend to be older, they tend to have lower qualifications, and what this penalty calculation shows is how much disabled people are worse off than otherwise identical people who are not disabled in any way. But one of the important points is there's a popular view that people either can work and their disability makes no difference, or they can't work, they're incapable of work, they have no chance whatsoever of having a job. The data simply doesn't fit that pattern of some people being totally able to work and others being totally unable to work. So this penalty is a way of saying it's graded. Some people have a 10% penalty. Some people have a 50% penalty. Some people might even have a 75% penalty. But there's nobody who has a 100% penalty.
Now, your research findings really do undermine some very common misconceptions, if that's the right word, about disabled people and their employment opportunities, don't they?
There was an assumption that the big increase in the number of disabled people claiming benefits was mostly people with, quote, bad backs or a bit of stress. In other words, people at the lower end of the disability spectrum. The evidence doesn't support that at all. It's actually people who are already most disadvantaged in the 1970s, whose disadvantage has increased most by 2005. So it's at the severe end of the disability spectrum that most of the work has been done, not at the trivial end of the spectrum.
So what does this tell us about trends in employment for disabled people over time?
Well, the starting point for this research was the increase in the number of people claiming incapacity benefits and similar benefits over the years, and there was a change in that in about 1996. Now, what else changed in 1996? And it's true that the disability benefits system changed in 1996, but the change in the number of people who are out of work because of their disability rose between 1987 and 2000. So it doesn't fit. Similarly, the increase in the number of people claiming benefits in comparison with the number of people out of work changed in about 1990. So this just cast doubt on whether it's actually the benefit system that is driving all these changes or whether something's going on in the real world which has nothing to do with benefits.
Who pays for disabled benefits, how they're paid for, the system is a hot topic amongst policymakers, in the media. There's a lot of talk about it currently because we've got a new government. What things can policymakers draw from your research, or should they be taking notice of?
Well, the first thing is that everyone agrees that there are more people on incapacity benefit or the related benefits than we would like. That's policymakers dislike that. Many newspapers think that, and disabled people themselves think that. This is a disadvantage. They're getting £90 a week. The idea that this is a lifestyle choice that they will willingly make is rather remarkable. What my research shows is not what should be done about it, but what some of the assumptions are should be questioned. One of the main assumptions that this is a problem of disabled people or even not disabled people claiming to be disabled. Supposing it's employers who are less likely now to recruit disabled people than they used to be or get rid of them when they fall ill. Supposing that's the problem, then a completely different policy regime will be required to deal with that. So let's cut out the assumptions and base our answers on the facts.
Trends in the Employment of Disabled People in Britain is an ISA working paper by Richard Bertou.